Both President Bush and Democratic challenger John Kerry are preparing for the first presidential debate this Thursday. We'll have a report from NPR's Mara Liasson shortly, but first to Florida, where Hurricane Jean slammed ashore last night with 120-mile-an-hour winds. It's the fourth hurricane to hit Florida this season. NPR's Chris Joyce is at the National Hurricane Center in Miami. Chris, what can you tell us about Hurricane Jean's position, size, and strength?
Jean continues to move westward across the midsection of the state. The winds have died down somewhat. It's no longer a Category 3 storm. Those 120-mile-an-hour winds are now around 80 or 90. It's moving through Orlando and dumping a lot of rain as it goes, and it continues westward. It's headed toward Tampa and Sarasota at the moment.
What's the potential for further damage?
There's plenty of potential for damage. The meteorologists here have issued hurricane warning for western and northwestern Florida. The size of the hurricane has contracted somewhat. It's shrinking, but it's still obviously got very strong winds. It's still considered a hurricane. And there's not only the danger of flooding, but often you get tornadoes. And western Florida has been warned about tidal surges. There's quite a bit of concern about flooding, even if it does get downgraded to a tropical storm.
What is expected from Jean during the next, say, 24 to 48 hours?
The forecasters say it's going to continue west, but more toward the north. It may travel a little bit over the Gulf of Mexico and then swing north across the eastern part of the Florida panhandle. After that, probably at a tropical storm level, it would probably head up into Georgia and the Carolinas.
NPR's Chris Joyce at the National Hurricane Center in Miami. Chris, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.